Listening to Cross the Border. We're going through the book of Job. Job speaking to his friends, answering them, telling them how little comfort they are, bringing nothing but accusations against him. Of course, they've seen his life. Perhaps he ministered to them. Perhaps he was a mentor and a teacher to them. That seems to be the way of it. They make those type of admissions. Yet they're searching to find some fault in Job, which they can convict him of, to get him to admit so that they can find a reason for the calamity that his life has become. Job answers them back, and then they answer him. And so Bildad the Shuhite, as Kent Hovind would say, the shortest guy in the Bible. And I guess that's supposed to be a joke. Bildad the Shuhite. And he said, dominion and fear are with him. Of course, I believe he's speaking of the Almighty. He maketh peace in his high places. Is there any number of armies upon whom he doth not his light arise? How then came man... How then can man be justified with God? That's the question. How then can man be justified with God? Now, of course, Job answered this several times ago when he was speaking. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. That's how man is justified with God, by faith in his Redeemer. Job, many, many years before the Messiah showed up on the scene, looking forward to the Redeemer, as all from Adam and Eve, all of the faithful looked forward to the Redeemer of mankind. They put their faith in him. But here, Bildad, he asks the question, how then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Behold, even to the moon, behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. So he misspeaks again. These are not true words. You know, you have to consider, not everything you read in the Bible is true. Well, everything in the Bible is true. How can it be true and not true? Well, some of it's true that it's not, that it's a lie. Because there's truth in everything. If someone lies to you, the truth is that they're lying. And if you believe a lie, that doesn't make it true either. So you better search out everything and weigh it in the light of his truth. You know, that's why the Messiah spoke. And he said, I am the way. I am the truth and the light. So you want to weigh something? You want to know if it's true? Well, you weigh it by the words of the Messiah, by the word of God. But not everything is true that is being written here, because Bildad the Shuhite, everything he's saying is not true. Because he says, yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. Huh? You know, that's he's speaking presumptuously there, because Paul said, I'm going to say it again, I don't know, but Paul said that nothing is evil in itself. Well, that makes everything, see, no created thing is evil in itself. So that makes everything that God created pure, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Now, how can it be? How can that be? Behold, he says, how much less man that is a worm, and the Son of Man, which is a worm. That's very comforting words to a man who's accepted the fact that he is near death and will probably not rise up. Isn't that what you want to hear when you're on your deathbed? But Job answered and said, how hast thou helped him that is without power? Of course, he's speaking of himself. He has no power. How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? You know, what good are you guys, man? How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? How hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words, and whose spirit came from thee? dead things are formed from under the waters, and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds, until the day and night come to an end. I think that here Job believes in the promise of the Almighty too. You know, when he put the rainbow in the sky and he made that promise to Noah, he compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. He said, as long as heaven and earth remain, I will never judge the whole earth with a flood again. So, and he's kept his word, and I'm relying on that one. The pillars of heaven tremble are astonished at his reproof. He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens. His hand hath formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Moreover, Job continued his parable, Job chapter 27, and he said, as God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul? All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that riseth up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he hath gained, when God taketh away his soul? Will God hear the cry? Will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? I will teach you by the hand of God. That which is with the Almighty will I not conceal. Behold, all ye yourselves have seen it. Why then are you thus altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword. If his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread, those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust, and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He buildeth his house as a moth, and as a booth that the keeper maketh. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He openeth his eyes, and he is not. Terrors take hold on him as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. The east wind carrieth him away, and he departeth. And as the storm hurrieth him out of his place, for God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him, and shall hiss him out of his place. Surely There is a vein for the silver, and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of stone. He setteth an end to darkness, and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness, and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitant, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up, they are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and hath dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed it by. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me, and the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold of the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. You know, as I read this, I know that Job preceded the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Solomon, I'm sure he spent a lot of time meditating here on the words of Job and expanding that for us in the Proverbs and in Ecclesiastes, as I read through here, speaking of wisdom and the price of it and how it cannot be purchased with anything upon the earth. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding, seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air? Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our eyes. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof, for he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heavens, to make the weight for the winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it, and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. And unto man he saith, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Beautiful words from Job. There it is. You want wisdom? You want understanding? Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Moreover, chapter 29, verse 1, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past. You know, the Spirit of God, you know, his Holy Spirit is definitely upon Job. And yes, did they have the Holy Spirit? You know, a lot of Christians today, they teach that we received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, that it came and that somehow it wasn't available before that. But I see a different witness here. You know, there's a witness we have from David who said, oh, let not thine Holy Spirit depart from me. Yes, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of our Heavenly Father. Yes, he was with men then, and he is with men now. And here the Spirit of the Almighty, his Holy Spirit, is upon Job speaking these words. Beautiful words. So Job continues his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." What is that secret of God? You want to know what that secret of God that was upon his tabernacle was? Well, I'm going to read it again. He reveals it with these very poignant words. "And unto man it is said, behold, the fear of the Lord," that is wisdom. That's the secret. You want to know the secret of God? The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. "And to depart from evil is understanding." If you understand the wisdom of the Almighty, you will depart from evil with that understanding. Those are the words. That's the secret of the Almighty. And it's with those that seek him out. He says that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You know, what does it mean to diligently seek the Almighty? Well, you know, the Messiah put it in other words. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's right. Yeah. Seek first the kingdom of God. What does that mean? First. Well, you know, it's not like the 10 things I want to do before I die. Number one, I'm going to seek God. And then no. It's when it says first there, it means first place, every day, in everything, with every breath that you take, every endeavor that you enter into, first place in your heart and your mind and your strength. You seek first the kingdom of God, and let's not forget, and his righteousness, you know, because you don't get it without his righteousness. His righteousness comes with his kingdom, and that is to depart from evil. That's to depart from evil is understanding. His righteousness is when he imputes it into you, and he writes his law upon the flesh of your heart, and then your heart compels you to be obedient to him because you love him. You seek first his kingdom. You give his kingdom first place in all things. That's the secret of the Almighty. Job gives it to us here. He said, "As I was in the days of my youth when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." You know, that's a gift. That's a gift from God. When I started my walk and I started reading those words, and I stumbled upon the Proverbs, and it said the words to make one wise and to give one understanding and knowledge. And all I thought was, I want to be wise. No, that was a gift from the Almighty. He gave me that gift, the gift that said, I want to be wise. So I kept reading those words over and over. And I have to tell you, it didn't make a lot of sense at first. I got a little bit. I got enough to keep digging for more. You know, it's like digging for hidden treasure. Just like the book says, there's hidden treasure. I kept finding nuggets of gold and, you know, silver, and, you know, to search for them as for hidden treasure, as for digging for gold and silver. And I kept finding little nuggets that added, you know, to this treasure called wisdom in my life. So it kept me digging for more. That's the gift of God. He gave it to me. I can only thank him and be grateful, and I can't take any credit for him. I guess he gave it to me because I asked for it, because I said I want it, the treasure. So he gave me that in my youth, you know, at the age of 19, when I began to read his book for the first time, and I discovered there was a truth that was absolute, and I just found it. And I've been searching it. Not for it. I've been searching it. Once I found it, you know, I have to keep digging for more and more, because it's an eternal truth, an inexhaustible truth, an inexhaustible treasure. That's what he is. "As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained from talking and laid their hand upon their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. Yes, put it on. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Put on righteousness. He says, I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe, as a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. And I brake the jaws of the wicked, and plucked the spoil out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear, and waited, and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spoke not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as far as for the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. I chose out their way, and sat chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforteth the mourners. But now they that are younger than I have me in derision, whose father I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in the former time, desolate and waste, who cut up mallows by the brushes and juniper roots for their meat. They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of the valleys and caves of the earth and in the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed, under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now I am their song, yea, I am their byword. We'll continue in Job chapter 30 next time on Cross the Border. Visit my website. I would like to hear from you. That's crosstheborder.org.